This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's talk to our Friday political commentators about this week's primary elections. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us via Skype. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. So we have Schuette Whitmer race for governor, Estabanel James race for U.S. Senate, the congressional races, the legislative races. Any surprises, Ken?
No, I think from a big picture standpoint, I'm not surprised. The Schuette versus Whitmer matchup has been predicted for over a year here. I think the polling was pretty accurate. I think turnout presents a good fall for the Democrats. It's consistent with results from around the country for several months. The Trump endorsement matters in a Republican primary. Money isn't the only thing. Otherwise, Sri Thanadar would be the Democratic nominee for governor. And yard signs aren't the only thing. Otherwise, Patrick Colbeck would be the Republican nominee for governor. But from my standpoint, big picture, no, there were no surprises.
Vicki, any surprises for you?
I agree with Ken. There were very few surprises mentioned for governor and on down. But the strength of women candidates was really surprising. Where there was a woman on the ballot, she tended to win if she were running against men. And that was borne out real clearly in one of the biggest upsets in Michigan, which was the Senate 5 district, where an unknown woman who had filed a waiver to spend no more than $1,000 beat an incumbent male, which was very surprising.
That was in the Dearborn area.
Yeah, so Senator Dave Kinesick looks like he lost his primary.
So the next step for Democrat Gretchen Whitmer and Republican Bill Schuette is to choose a running mate. What kind of person does each one need to make the ticket stronger, Ken?
Well, I think these gubernatorial nominees always try to assess their ticket and where they need to balance it. So on the Republican side, you know, you probably look toward a woman candidate from Southeast Michigan, if you can do that. And you know, on the Democratic side, I think there's been a lot of speculation that, you know, you probably need an African-American male from Detroit because the Democrats look like they're poised to have, you know, 3 women, governor, attorney general, secretary of state. I do think at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter much. I mean, this is a Schuette Whitmer race, and it's going to be decided based on that, not who the lieutenant governor candidates are.
Yeah, we should note Bill Schuette's hinted that he will choose a woman for a running mate. Vicki, what kind of person do you think they need to make the ticket stronger?
I hope they recognize they need somebody competent and somebody who is able to take over should some horrible fate befall the governor. On the Democratic side, Ken's right. You want to balance out the ticket, both in terms of different kinds of people that are on the ticket, as well as geographic balance. And I think that that's really important. And some of the names that have been mentioned for Gretchen Whitmer's running mate certainly are African-American men, but they're also extremely competent. And I'm very excited about the potential choices she has available to her.
So we had more than 2 million voters, 2.1 million voters turning up for the polls for the primary election, which is up substantially from a midterm primary election. What does that tell us?
Well, there's a lot of interest in this election. In the case of the governor's race, it's an open seat. And I think the Trump factor is playing into this in that Democratic turnout. I think the pattern of the turnout benefits Democrats, and that's true around the country and has been true for better part of a year. So there's a lot of interest, and a lot of it, I think, is driven by, on the Republican side, you know, kind of support for Trump. But on the Democratic side, you know, the opposite, and the turnout pattern, I think, is an advantage to them going into the fall campaign.
Vicki?
The turnout across the state was way up, which is an encouraging sign based on the fact that more Democratic ballots were cast than Republican. In Oakland County alone, we topped 34% in terms of voter turnout for the primary, which probably accounts for some of the ballot shortages that were mentioned throughout Oakland County. The surprising thing here, to me, was the strength of anger of independents who came out to vote in Oakland County. as well as the strength of the Democratic voters to really have their say this time. So I think that that's going to continue. We knew that absentee ballots were up significantly across Oakland County, and that portended well because this county had voted heavily for Hillary Clinton. And I think that according to the Detroit News article this morning, there was a strength of voters and strength in turnout in areas where Hillary Clinton had won the presidential race in counties across Michigan. So that was, while it was a surprise of the strength of the turnout, what it really showed us was that independents in suburban areas are very, very angry with the direction of the Republican Party, and they are turning out to vote in Democratic primaries and will continue to do so in the general election, I predict.
You know, statewide, more than 100,000 more voters chose a Democratic ballot than a Republican ballot. Does that tell us anything about what to expect in the general election, or is it just apples and oranges?
Well, I think it does. I wouldn't look at just the kind of the Michigan factoid in and of itself. It's consistent with what's been happening in other states around the country for several months that have led political pundits to speculate about a blue wave. So Republicans are going to try to put a good face on this turnout and say, well, our turnout's high and our voters are energized too. But I just think if you take an independent look at all of this, that this turnout pattern in Michigan and around the country, it's advantage Democrats going into the fall election. I don't see how else you could interpret this.
I think Ken's right. While you can't really draw a direct correlation between the number of turnout voters in a primary to a general election, you can certainly take a look at the evidence that will support a strong Democratic voting wave, not only in Michigan, but across the country. And we did see this starting to build last year in local elections in the state of Michigan and in primary elections and special elections across the country. So I think the Democrats are particularly energized and excited to vote this year. And I think that the large independent base across the country is very frustrated with what is happening in Washington and in their state legislatures, and will be turning out to probably cast a Democratic Party vote.
Well, and one thing to point out is on Tuesday when we had our primary here, there was a special election in Ohio for a vacant congressional seat. The Republican advantage on that in that seat is 12 to 15 points historically, and I don't think they still know who won. So, again, it's portending this sort of blue wave that has been speculated about.
Yeah, and I don't think you can discount the ballot proposals and the strength they'll have in drawing out more progressive voters to the polls this November. The anti-gerrymandering bill, Voters Not Politicians, will be on the ballot, as well as recreational marijuana and paid sick leave. And I think that that's going to further energize progressives and people who really think that fairness is the issue, and they will come out and vote for those ballot proposals.
That is Vicki Barnett. She's a former Democratic legislator. We also heard from Ken Sikkema, a former Republican legislator. Hey, you two, enjoy the general election campaigns.
Thank you. We will.